I'm never taking another contract. This industry sucks. I hate it. What have I done with my life? I'm a broken woman. I could not code another line. I could not code another line. Hi, it's me. Long time no code. I have been getting paid as a software developer since 2016, so going on 8 years now. And I had something happen to me that's never happened to me to such an extreme. Aside from picking up some maybe not so healthy habits. Not saying I regret that. Woo! Okay, we're back. Hi. I've been out of the software industry for over a year. In the fall of 2022. That's how long it's been since I've done any type of work. Whether I'm writing a contract, whether someone's writing me a contract, whether I'm doing a tutorial or review video on YouTube, whether I'm maintaining or, again, writing a contract for someone to write a blog post for me, anything. It could be tech adjacent. Haven't touched it. Haven't touched it. Could not touch it. What am I talking about? Motherfucking burnout! Dude! Okay, I know burnout is real. I've experienced it many times over my professional career. I think I would argue most people have, even if they're not in the tech industry. And you know those career hazard safety sheets you sometimes see, like, oh, if you're going to be working with a toxic chemical, you might spill it on your arm and look like Krang from the Ninja Turtles afterward, just to throw that out there. You know, it's dangerous work. With tech, or I guess any job sitting behind a computer, they tell you about eye fatigue. They tell you to have a nice posture. They tell you about back strain. They tell you about repetitive motion, RMIs, repetitive motion injuries. The one thing that I think needs to be on that sheet, that hazard sheet for programmers, is burnout. It's a real health risk. And what happened to me? Now, let me just rewind it real quick. I started getting paid for my tech skills around 2016. That's when I started freelancing. I started doing it on my own. And then I went out and landed my first enterprise job about 2 years after that in 2018. I was working for an IBM affiliate. I worked on the AS400 server. Some of you may be familiar. Some of you old schoolers may be familiar with that. Done a lot of work in between those things. WordPress, PHP, legacy tech, legacy databases, modern databases, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I actually love it. I actually do love it. But something really strange happened. The only cure, in my opinion, in my experience, is rest. I don't know any medicine or anything else besides rest that can cure or soothe burnout. I felt bouts when I was learning web development, especially like JavaScript, and coding principles for me were kind of tough too, like even stuff just like functions. There's not a real world physical equivalent. You don't just walk outside and be like, oh, hey, there is a function. Like, this stuff is abstract and it takes a while to learn and it can be really, really frustrating. So I felt little hints of burnout, you know, when I was first starting out, and I took breaks. It's okay to quit. Just don't stay quit. And so that's what I would do. I would go really hard. I would feel myself burn out and just like physically cannot do this. So I quit for a month, couple weeks, whatever. Well, this bout of burnout, the proof's on YouTube. I couldn't even do YouTube, which is for something for me, it's fun. It's not a grind. The channel has historically brought a wide range of people with diverse technical talents, backgrounds, interests, experiences, and also just the way we learn is so diverse. And I just love hearing those stories and sharing those stories and helping people on their coding journey. YouTube is fun for me, and I couldn't even do it. I couldn't. I'm just like, I'm never doing another video. I'm never writing another contract. I'm never taking another contract. This industry sucks. I hate it. What have I done with my life? I'm a broken woman. I do not know the exact straw that broke my back. I think burnout is going to get worse and worse for us because the talent pool isn't where it needs to be. There just aren't enough people to come back and replace those that are getting out of the game. Especially for the niche stuff, we're going to be expected to do more with less, and it's going to be painful. As someone who has historically not really had a career, you know, I've done stuff here and there, I've hustled, I flipped stuff on eBay, you know, back in the day, going to garage sales and making money any way I could. I've never had the luxury of being able to take time off. And thank God, when I felt this burnout, when I just could not go on. I could not code another line. I could not code another line. And thankfully, because I had been in this career field and I had set up my business, because I'm also self-employed in the tech industry, because I had set my business up where I could step away, I was able to. And thank God, because it took me a year to actually come back and say, you know what? I do like this. I do like coding. I do love problem solving. I do like a lot of the people in this industry. Some of them are a pain in my butt, but I do like a lot of them, and they're very interesting people. They're different. And people who are in this career field are very smart. I'm attracted to that. There are so many things I'm attracted to. But once you hit that point of just working so hard, there's not a dollar sign in the world that would make me say, you know what, I'm actually like, and that's a luxury. I had the luxury of taking so much time off. I had the luxury of saying no. Do you know how many people don't have that? Burnout is kind of hard to explain. But it affects you on all planes of your existence, mentally, emotionally, physically, and I would say even like on a metaphysical or spiritual level, where you're just like, what am I doing with my life? But I took rest, and I had that privilege, and it was because of me being in the software industry that I was able to do that. A lot of people can't afford to take time off, and guess what? They end up with some really bad health problems and health issues. And some people, it gets really bad. You know, you hear about people, you know, she had a heart attack. Like, she's like 36, you know what I mean? Again, I set up my business where I could continue to get residual income, royalties, code I had done in the past that I was still getting paid for in various ways. And having those income streams allowed me to do that, and it allowed me to come back. That's what happened. Do I have regrets? I do have one. When I felt the burnout coming, I wish I would have been more proactive with communicating to people in my circle and in my corner. Just as a quick example, I haven't been on my Discord, the Real Tough Candy Discord, for over a year, and I didn't even say goodbye or like, hey guys, you know, I'm really going through it. That's how extreme and that's how bad it was. It just like hit me all the one day. I felt it coming, but then I was just like, one day, like, no, can't do it. Can't cut it. We're done. Nice to know you. Yeah. Me starting my 18th career move again as a garbage woman. I don't know, recycling something non-cerebral. I wish I would have been more communicative with people who are in my corner. And I want to apologize for that. I want to apologize to the people in my Discord. I want to apologize to people who wrote me emails and sent me DMs asking me if I was okay or, you know, what's going on. A lot of them, I didn't even have the soul or motivation to write back. And I wish I would have found that motivation, and I wish I would have been more proactive. And I regret that. It was a bad burnout. And I don't know if it's going to happen again. I hope it doesn't. But if it does, I do want to be more proactive with that communication and let people know, you know, what's going on. So what's next for the channel? Well, I'm refreshed, guys. Okay. I'm feeling it. I want to do more. And then it's just like, hold on. It's going to happen again if you don't slow down. So we're going to slow it down. I think that's good advice for just about anyone in this career field. It's okay to slow it down. I'm trying to get back into the industry too. And I have those connections and I have those things set up. But my skill set, guys, this is a super fast moving industry. I need to get skilled up on a few things. I have a new interest in AWS, so I'm going to do that. I have some pretty good, actually, Amazon itself has some pretty good resources too. They have some free seminars that I've attended. Other than that, we're going to be doing some more review videos. Somehow, for some reason, programmers are obsessed with Codecademy Pro. Doing some check-ins. updates with what I'm doing with my business and my freelancing and how, you know, what I'm doing with my coding education, because this channel, the foundation is education. And I've always believed that even before getting into software, I think education is the pillar. It's the key to the lock of escaping poverty, clawing your way out of a corner if you feel yourself in an economic or career corner, and the sky's the limit. It's changed my life. And even though I hurt myself with the burnout, I took a year off to recover and I feel really good. Also, have you used, I just started using Google the other day. Like, what's going on with these updates? Infinite scroll. And then like, I Googled Jackson Pollock because I wanted to see some of his artwork. Because who doesn't do that at 4 a.m. when they have insomnia? And it was like, solve this abstract expressionalism puzzle, like in the middle of the search results. Like, I might go full Bing. I'm thinking about everybody who has been in my corner and supported me over these years, and I'm really appreciative. And for those who got this notification and watching this video, I'm thinking about you and I really appreciate you. There's a lot of good stuff going on right now. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, okay? But there's a lot of good stuff going on right now. And a lot of stuff to look forward to. Let's get back to coding.